best you can yourself, Doctor.
I never sent severed ears by parcel post, Lestrade.
Please tell us about Mr. McElroy's dinner, then, Miss Cushing.
This would have been about a couple of years ago, gentlemen, at my former house in Penge. And some weeks before I was obliged to ask my three lodgers to leave, Mr. McElroy...
Excuse me, Mrs. McElroy. He would be the estimable inspector's favoured suspect.
And an Irishman?
From Belfast. Is that not significant?
The postmark of the package. It does lend probability to your suspicion, Lestrade.
Well, that is to say, I believe Mr. McElroy's family were from Belfast, but I'm not certain. It might have been Dublin or Galway.
Well, Lestrade, that narrows the field to Ireland, anyway.
Please go on, Miss Cushing.
Mr. McElroy claimed one evening after dinner to have discovered a human finger in his stew.
A singularly inappropriate practical joke.
Did he produce it?
I refused him the pleasure of showing me.
That was well done, Miss Cushing.
It was not this incident, though, which caused you to ask the three young gentlemen to leave your house a short time later.
It was merely a part of their general behaviour, Inspector, their noise and their irregular habits.
Quite the norm for medical men, wouldn't you say, Watson?
No.
So you can see, Mr. Holmes, we may suppose these men to have owed Miss Cushing a grudge.
And to have hoped to frighten her by dispatching some gruesome relics from the dissecting rooms.
So we have to believe in so strong a grudge that these men could wait 2 years before revenging themselves, and in this singularly revolting manner.
The police are of that opinion, sir.
But you, Miss Cushing, what do you think?
I am convinced this matter is a mistake.
No, Miss Cushing, we have...
And you've said this to Inspector Lestrade.
I have, several times. Why would anyone play me such a trick, Mr. Holmes? As far as I know, I have not an enemy in the world.
Ah.
Well?
Well, you would, of course, have observed that the ears are not a pair.
I've noticed that, yes.
In my experience, Holmes, nobody yet had two left ears.
To send two odd ones, though, would be as easy as to send a pair.
Given an unlimited supply of ears, isn't it?
Well, the dissecting rooms...
Lestrade, this business has nothing to do with any medical student's practical joke.
How can we be sure of that?
Well, let us say the presumption is strongly against.
Ah, presumption.
Now, do you spell preservative fluid here, Watson?
You're thinking of carbide?
We're all rectified spirits.
No. I can detect no scent of either.
And yet, in spite of the hot weather, there's no decay evident.
Well, the coarse salt here would account for the relative preservation of these very singular enclosures. That and the fact that they were dispatched fresh.
Preserved like salt pork.
Ah, it's very perceptive, Watson.
Mind you, a freshly arrived corpse in a teaching hospital wouldn't be full of carbolic, would it? Not if our man got to it quickly.
But any medical student would naturally use a scalpel for such work and do it neatly, whereas these specimens have been hacked off.
Yes, with a none-too-sharp knife.
Yeah. I should say one of these is a woman's and the other a man's.
Yes. Both, however, pierced for earrings, and the man's ear is sunburnt and discoloured.
Yes.
Does that not suggest anything to you, Inspector?
I can't say it does, but then, Mr. Holmes, I don't believe it matters much. I have a name for my suspect.
Ah, yes, yes, Mr. McElroy.
Yes. And a motive for a practical joke against Miss Cushing.
We have evidence, Lestrade, that two people have quite certainly been mutilated, and strong suspicion that they may be dead.
I think that is fairly clear, yes, but if it's a criminal matter, why should anybody send this most quiet and respectable lady such proofs of his guilt? Well, unless she's the most consummate actress I've ever seen, she knows as little of it as we do.
But for this student McElroy, Miss Cushing has no connection with Belfast.
Yes, Belfast, from whence this unpleasant package.
Yes, I'd like to examine it a little more light, if I may. I was just thinking.
Yes, what, Doctor?
I remember I once read in a book of Irish legend there was an ancient warrior tribe in Ulster.
The Ulli.
There was a name, yes. In battle, they took the ears off their fallen victims for trophies.
Did they? And would there be any McElroys descended from this tribe, do you think?
Lestrade, you have a veritable idée fixe about Irish medical students.
Well, the package was sent from Ireland, wasn't it?
But even it militates against your theory.
I don't see that.
From the address, for instance.
Miss S. Cushing, Cross Street, Croydon.
Down with a broad pointed pen and a very inferior ink.
What of it?
The word Croydon has originally been spelt with an I and then corrected.
A slip?
Perhaps. Then, what have you made of the string which tied the package?
It's string.
Smell.
It's tarred string.
Precisely. It's a piece of twine which has been tarred. And?
Cut. By Miss Cushing. With her scissors.
Around the...